self-defense. She held out her arms to show Darth Kratos the injury she had sustained. He regarded them with no sign of approval.
"You are lying," he said with ready contempt. "You expect me to believe that a Mandalorian hunted down a Sith apprentice, interrogated her, asked her nothing about the Empire, and then left her alive afterward?"
"Were I lying, Master, I would be sure to do so more plausibly."
"Then you have become unhinged. How else can I explain it?"
Axe lowered her head. There was nothing more she could say. Darth Kratos paced across the angular narthex in which he conducted his audiences. Displayed on the walls around him were relics of his many victories, including bisected lightsaber hilts and shattered Jedi relics. Absent were the tributes to his many Sith enemies. Although Darth Kratos hadn't earned the fear and respect of his peers simply by outperforming them, he didn't boast about those he had forcibly removed from his path. His reputation was enough. Only 1 in 3 apprentices serving under him survived their training. Eldon Axe wondered breathlessly whether the time had come for her to join those who had failed. Her life had been too short, just 17 years. But she wouldn't raise a hand to defend herself if her master chose to end it now. There would be no point. He could strike her down as easily as swatting a fly. Darth Kratos stopped, turned to face her again.
"If this Mandalorian of yours didn't ask about the Emperor's plans, what did he ask you?"
At the time, the questions had puzzled her. They still puzzled her now.
"He was looking for a woman," she said. "He mentioned a ship. The names meant nothing to me."
"What names exactly?"
"Lima Zandrit, the Cinzia."
Suddenly, her master was standing over her again. She gasped. He had made no sound at all. The cold, strong grip of the Force was back at her throat, pulling her irresistibly upright until she was standing on tiptoes.
"Say those names again," he hissed.
She couldn't wrench her gaze away from his.
"Lima Zandrit, the Cinzia. Do you know what they mean, Master?"
He let her go and turned away. With 2 swift gestures, the ruin of his body was wrapped from head to feet in a long, winding cape as black as his soul, and his right hand gripped a long, sharp-pointed staff.
"No more questions," he said. "Come."
With long strides, he left the room. Eldon Axe took a long, shuddering breath and hurried in the wake of her master. The sorting and storing of Imperial data was a growth industry on Drawmond Kos, albeit one kept carefully hidden from view. Vast inverted sky towers drilled deep into the jungle's fertile soil, entombing centuries of multiply redundant records tended by tens of thousands of slaves. Extensive compounds spread out around the entrances, maintaining the highest possible security. To one of these compounds, Darth Kratos led Eldon Axe. He offered not a word of explanation throughout the long shuttle flight from Kos City, and she endured his silence with something like relief. At least he wasn't berating her. Her mission had become a complete failure. She'd had to practically hack her way to the spaceport and off the planet.